From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Back in action, well. Yo, man, to the Eagles, last second field goal. And it's good, man, it's good. Wow. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. I think the season is over, man. Shout-outs to the front line. Shout-outs to the top guys, man, to take care of us. Had a good time, but, yo, not the way we wanted it, man. We got DB Nation and our base. It's us with us, man. I want to get your thoughts on the game, man, since you're out here. The people can hear you. So just talk to the people. Talk to us, man, as far as your thoughts, and then go to the banks and let everybody know what the front. Go ahead, D-Nation.
Hey, what's going on, Blue Blue family? I don't even know where to start. I'm really fucking pissed off. I'm not really want to harp on the refs, but we got screwed today by the refs, man. We missed a lot. They missed a lot of calls, man. False start calls, pass interference calls. The touchdown to Shepard in the end zone, that was a completion. He had both feet in. They missed that call. The punt return. It wasn't a fair catch wave. That was a punt return. You know, it was not a fair catch. We just O-line, still horrible. But Reed to McAdoo, once again, just a letdown. And Eli Apple is the worst player on the planet. Eli Apple does not need to be wearing a Giants uniform. He's horrible. Eli Apple sucks. He can't catch a cold. He's just terrible. There's no other way to put it than Eli Apple is a bum. He don't need to be playing. Put Dante Dion in there. Put any other corner. Someone else at corner, because Eli Apple, besides the rest screwing us, Eli Apple killed us. Eli Apple's a bum. There's nothing right he could do in this world, and I better never ever see him in person, man. Like, I'm heated right now. I got to pass it.
DB Nation, let's bring on Bakes. Bakes, Giants lose. That's a heartbreaking loss. I'll tell everybody with the frontliners, the pages, the whole nine before you go in. Go ahead, Bakes.
Hey, man. NYG frontliners on the gram. Frontliners NYG on Twitter. Tough way to leave. It seems like we always lose in disgusting fashion against the Eagles on some last play foolishness, and history has repeated itself. Overall, the offense played a lot better. I agree with DB Nation. We got screwed by the refs on several. The defense looks good. Bend but don't break, but I'm keeping it real. Eli Apple is a liability, man. He's getting exposed. He's out here like, you know, a fat chicken cheap tender. Not looking good. It's not looking good. So we're going to get into it.
It felt like DB Nation and Bakes, before we bring on the callers, it felt like we were playing against our own offensive wall with the line, all starts. And then also it felt like we were going up against the refs today. Felt like these offensive pass interferences that the Beckham Jr. one stands out. Phantom holds. And then even the last play, just self-inflicted the catch on the sideline to set up that last field goal. I mean, all you had to do was wrap them up, throw them down, you go into overtime. But they couldn't get that done, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't get any. Well, when you have Eli Apple on the field, nothing's going to go right for you. Again, this goes back to Eli Apple and his lack of talent, his lack of enthusiasm, his lack of any sort of ability whatsoever. He screwed up. It was double coverage. Eli Apple couldn't even make a playoff. He can't do anything right, man. It was really bad. Off finally got something going and some light. And Eli, you know what happened? The Eagles said, hey, we're down. You guys are up on us. How can we get back in this game? Go to number 24. We got it. They targeted Eli Apple, got right back in the game, and never looked back. So Eli Apple, he totally killed us. Only killed us. I can't really talk much about it. Tackling could be better. I feel like it to be starting. Darian Thompson, he's not that guy. He's an okay player, but he's solid. He has better ball skills, and he's a more short tackler. So I think Andrew Adams needs to be in there. Eli Apple does not. Once again, I hate this Philly team. You know, and we had it. We basically had it and crapped the bed. So it was embarrassing. It was definitely embarrassing.
What does it say for the Giants for 0-3 as far as You finally got some points on the board in the second half. You actually had a lead. Defense looked winded. Well, I mean, what else could you do?
I mean, we saw some improvements on offense. Scored 24 points. First time scoring 20-plus points in 19 games, going back to, you know, a season and a half ago. Flowers is still an issue, even on that goal line play with Perkins. He couldn't leap up in the air because Perkins' man beat him and was able to grab Perkins, able to leap. Offense is an issue. An issue putting a point because their inability to sustain drives leaves the defense on the field for too many plays, leaves them in the wind.
He paid out of them. As far as the game, let's go.
What's up,
Pat? Talk to us.
Yo.
Yo, talk to us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Can you talk to us? Go ahead.
What's going on? Hey, man. Like, you know, I watched the game. I mean, you already know I had kind of picked us to lose this game anyway. I didn't think it was going to be this type of a game just because I didn't expect the offense to get it kick-started. But when I was told damn near the whole defensive backfield of the defense of Philadelphia wasn't there, their defense was kind of broke down, I was expecting them, okay, now you can – okay, I expect them to put these points that they have because their defensive for the Philadelphia was depleted. So – they had no choice but to get to take off on them. But how long it took this team to do it, how the continuity was straight off, the offense was playing against our defense again the whole first half. Remember now, the first half, what was the score? I mean, it was 7-0 first half. I mean, the defense was already tired, worn out. Not to make excuses for Apple, he's garbage. We already knew that. But, you know, the first two games, he held it down. The offense couldn't put no score points on the board. Today, defense played bad. Not going to lie. I mean, they missed tackles from the running game, got off on us today. It wore us down. It wore us all the way down. A couple of people got hurt. Vernon got hurt a little bit. Missed tackles everywhere, man. Destroyed us today on defense. But, hey, we caught the lead. And then when it was time to put it away, mistakes, penalties. I know the ref played against us, but when you're playing away from home and you're playing at this type of games, you cannot let no ref take the game. You got to put the team away. And we just don't have that continuity to do it, man. And this was the game right here to see if we can bounce back. And that was a hell of a kick for that kicker. I'm not going to take nothing away from him. That was a hell of a kick to make in that pressure, in that type of game. He knocked us out of there, man. I didn't expect it to be that close, but I was kind of like, oh, well, shit, man. I thought I would have been able to eat crow today, but, hey, it is what it is. Now we're going into next week facing the Tampa team. Defense is pretty much a little bit better, I think, and will our offense get kick-started or will we go back to the same old thing? Eli was sharp today, but can we be consistent? Can we be the team that's consistent and put these points on the board? I don't believe it yet. I'm not going to fall for the fool's goal. This is still the same team until they can show me that they can, and when they play a stronger defense that's going to be jamming these receivers, that's going to be holding up. I want to see if they can get their points up on the board, but today was typically a fool's gold game to me, and I just don't see it, man. The running game couldn't get going. Still, that's a problem. We had to offense block pretty much. It was Eli got, I think, I don't even think Eli probably got sacked. They held up pretty well because he was getting the ball out of his hand fast. He's starting to see that now. He has to make quicker reads versus sitting back there. And it started getting going in the second half. But after a while, man, you know, after when we sputtered when we needed to put them away, man. We couldn't get it going. We couldn't get the continuity together and say, let's put this team away. I just feel like without Odell, nobody's energy is pumped up and fired up. This whole team needs to have that energy at the same time, man, in order to put teams away. And that's going to kill us, man. I really think that's going to kill us. So, again, man, until we can play a team that's beat a stronger team and play a strong team like that, then I'd be convinced. But other than that, man, I'm still believing. It's the same old thing, man. It's the same old thing. So I expected it, man, but I didn't expect it was going to be this close. But it is what it is. We 0-3, and we going to Tampa 0-4. So I'm looking forward to meeting all of y'all because it's just going to be a meet and greet for me, man, because my hopes is not up high on this season at all. I mean, there was a pass that I felt that Marshall could have jumped up for a 50-50 ball. He didn't even do it. What the hell are you there for? I mean, what are you there for? It got picked off, but damn, you could at least play defense or something. I mean, this team doesn't have it together. They're not coached right. McAdoo is not that head coach. He doesn't have that strong strength on this team, that hold on this team to make them respect his words and execute, man. He doesn't have it. I don't think so. Because we have, I think, the pieces, but they're just not being put together properly and executed properly.
Thank you very much, Big O. DB Nation, you heard what and D-Bags, you heard what Big O said. Before we go to the meeting, we're going to take on his thoughts on what Big O said, and we go to the next call.
Yeah, man, he basically said, you know, on the money, man. I mean, Ben McAdoo's not the guy to be coaching. He's a relinquish his
D-Bags just walked off.
Because, and then you know, Coughlin used to get mad. There's even times when Bill Belichick, even though he's a straight-faced guy, he'll get emotional. It's like Ben McAdoo doesn't even care. He's just out there like, oh, look at my cool sunglasses. I want to slap some shits off his face, man. What is he doing out there? You know, like, are you here to coach, or are you here to just look good with your hair slicked back with some shades on? You know, this Ben McAdoo's a joke. We already know Jerry Reese is a bum. And this offensive line, there are other people that we can put in there. Like, why is Biznawati the tackle from Pitt, the rookie? Why is he on the squad? Why is he not playing? The O-line cannot get any worse than right now. They can't. You know, why did we get Fluker from the Chargers? Why is he not in this lineup? So there's a whole lot that needs to go on for us to move forward, because right now I'm not impressed. I'm losing my voice right now. I want to kill Eli Apple if I see him.
Anything else you want to chime in on, Biggs?
Yeah, McAdoo's inability to make adjustments is a blatant issue for a head coach. You're not giving Flowers any help. You're not giving some safety assistance to Eli Apple, because as you see, he's clearly being targeted and he can't handle it. He doesn't know how to look for the ball on a play. He doesn't play the ball. He plays the player, so he'll constantly get hit with PIs, and that's a problem. A coach's job is to put his players in the best position to be successful. He doesn't do that. And it's not only to do your job, it's to help people out. And he's not doing that. He's not making second half adjustments. Yes, there was more of a rhythm with the offense, but the O-line is a blatant issue. That's not going to go anywhere this whole season. That's going to be an issue the whole season until we make changes. And then with, you know, Hart being out, that didn't help either. We did score 24 points, which is, like I said, a big deal. But because we leave the defense out on the field so long, they become winded and make poor mistakes. And then Eli Apple is our weak link. Coaching, it's a coaching issue. You know what I'm saying?
And let's not forget about Darian Thompson, man. He missed a lot of tackles today.
Yeah.
Yep. Darian Thompson
missed a lot of missed tackles, man.
Garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I hate we always lose in this fashion to the Eagles. It just never fails.
Yeah, let's go to Manny and get his thoughts. All of us with us, man. Let's go to Manny Dogs and go to the Dakotas, man. Manny Dogs, man, what's up, man? How's the Giants lose? I know you got a lot to say. Go ahead, fire away.
Listen, man. Hey, look. Actually, let's look at some bright sides here, right? Can we finally acknowledge the fact that I've been saying for the last 2 years, we don't have a running back? Everybody was talking about Orleans Darkwood, Paul Perkins, Shay. Just stop. We have no running game, okay? It is unacceptable to go into a season and you ain't got one running back. That's a problem. Two, Flowers, he just needs to be done. What are you getting out of this? There is no more growth here. He's not going to get better. He's not going to, push through it. He doesn't have the heart. And at the end of the day, I keep hearing people say, well, the defense was winded. That's why you play four quarters of football. You're a professional. You get paid to be in shape. And there's something called momentum. There's something called adrenaline. And when your team comes roaring back to take a three touchdown straight to take a lead, and your silly ass come out and lay a dunk, That's on you. And I told y'all last year, Eli Apple cannot cover. He stinks. He's a bum. The dude should have been shot out on his mama mattress. That's what he should have been done. I can't deal with this dude. He can't cover. He cannot cover. And Thompson is a waste of space. The boy cannot, he can't tackle. You are safe. I remember there was a time when you played safety that you had to be able to smash somebody. You had to be a little bit of a threat. You had to make receivers feel a little worried about coming through there. They see Thompson out there, they're like, yeah, we on. Let's go. We get it. I can't make no excuses for the defense. I can't make no excuses. You're there to win games. Defense wins championships. We had the lead. Make a play. Nobody made a play. Nobody made a play. We sitting here. Eli Manning threw the ball 47 times. Ben McAdoo needs to be kicked off a brick. All right? We can't keep passing the ball over and over and over. We don't got one eye formation. Seriously? We don't got an eye formation. We at the goal line. We throw three times. And then go for it on fourth down and goal with a single back formation. My 8-year-old daughter play Madden and know not to go one back at the goal line. This is ridiculous. McAdoo is the worst, man. McAdoo is the absolute worst. I can't stand him. And again, Eric Flowers, he is who he is. He's a bum. He's a bum. My man, DB Nation talked about it. Where's Fluka? How about we move Pew to the left? Try anything. Matter of fact, Ben McAdoo, get your fat ass out there and play left tackle. Because you fat enough to play it. Go play your fat ass out there and left tackle with them tight ass. Look like he got 10 in his glasses on. Big ass head. I can't stand these dudes, man. It's just disgusting. And we lose to the Eagles, man. The Eagles? Come on, man. Come on. And then, was it Jerry when he got caught grabbing an old boy from getting. I'm like, man, we can't even cheat right. We suck at cheating. It's disturbing, man. It's absolutely disturbing. We got a bunch of weapons. Brandon Marshall still ain't show up yet. I'm still waiting on him. He had 8 catches. Cool, man. But when we need you in the clutch, B, you folding up like a lawn chair, man. You folding up like a lawn chair. And again, I'm not letting the defense off the hook. I'm not letting them off the hook, B. You got to win this game. They gave you the lead. Finish the game.
Shout out to me, dogs, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Lady Boo. Lady Heartbroken, I'm sorry the way we lost. Your time is like, let us know how you feel, Lady Blue. Let's go to Lady Blue. How are you doing, Lady Blue? Lady Blue.
Oh, my God. I'm so aggravated right now. I agree with everyone, what everyone has said so far. But the one word that no one's used is everyone on this team. To the except of OBJ, has no fucking passion. Even our head coach is just lackadaisical on the fucking sideline saying, ooh, I'm a dumbass. Okay? The piss poor play calling, the lack of run game, the lack of protection, the stupid ass penalty. Like you said, no one on any team has ever had a penalty like was called on John Jerry. What the fuck was that? If you just left him alone, he still would have never made it off the field. We would have got
right,
that.
Right, right. Good point. Good point.
I mean, even if, and the play calling, you try and run the fucking ball to waste time, to take time off the clock. And if we would have not went for those fourth downs and kicked that field goal, we would have forced them to make a touchdown, and we could have won the goddamn game. Stop chasing points if you don't have to. Always go for the point. If we're in field goal range, take the goddamn field goal. Don't try and force it if we don't have to. I mean, that was 6 points that we could have added onto our lead to force Philly to have to go for a touchdown and not the field goal. And we actually could have won this game because of that. And I put all that on Mr. McCook. Because he's as blind as a bat, he's as dumb as a box of rocks, and he doesn't give a shit about the team. I mean, what on another page, someone said that, oh, I see us 4-12. I said, you see us winning 4 games this year? I mean, Tampa got their ass kicked today by Minnesota 34-17. So they're going to be pissed off next week. We're going to their house. Like I said, I agree with Big O. For me, this is a big-ass meet and greet. I am so excited to meet everybody and hang out with Giant fans that I'm not going to get that emotional. I mean, I'm not going to do it because if I do, I'm going to need bail money because I'm going to beat the shit out of our entire team, including the head coach, next week. I can't.
We're laughing with you, ladies.
You're gonna have to chain me to the seat at Tampa Stadium because I'm gonna jump on the field and tackle the whole fucking team.
Guys, I'm counting on you to keep her calm.
My husband's yelling at you that you better keep me
calm.
Shout
to Mario, man. Yeah, you're on.
I mean, I've had it with this stupid shit. Our offense is the definition of insanity. We are doing the same exact shit, game in and game out, and McAdoo's thinking that we're going to get a different result. We're not. It's pass, pass, run. I mean, run, run, pass. Run, run, pass. Or, you know, it's ridiculous. Or Eli has no time. That's why he's getting the ball out of his hand so quick, because he knows damn well he's going to get hammered. It's crazy. McAdoo should have never been head coach. Last year that we made the playoffs was because of our defense, because our offense really was shit too. And now we're having issues with the defense, his poor tackling, the misreads. Eli Apple, I hope he shoots himself in the leg like Plexico did to get him off the team. That over 70 yards in pass interference penalties. That's unbelievable. Thompson with the missed tackle. It was pitiful. I was really hoping to eat crow.
There was no crow on this game at all, man. Not at all. We're gonna do things a little bit different. We're gonna think do things a little bit different. Let's bring on Av. I think Av was at the game. That's the Knickerbocker Avenue, our source for the streets for the New York Knicks. That's a bad two days, Av. If you can hear me, I'm bringing you on. Carmelo Anthony, you know I'm going to go on a fucking rant on Wednesday about that shit. But please fire away. You was at the game in South Philly, I believe. Let's go to Knickerbocker Av. Av, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Section 239 at Lincoln Financial Field.
Oh, God, he's at the game.
Every single New York Giant fan leaving the stadium and into the parking lot and out to I-95 to go wherever they're going has their head down, scratching their heads, wondering what in the blue fuck is going on with this team. McAdoo needs to give it up already. His play calling is atrocious. We're all scratching our heads when you're going on fourth down, there's so much to cover here, but, I mean, real quick on the Carmelo Anthony thing, not a terrible deal, but the Knicks really have to make that deal. No, they don't. But overall, this is how I feel about it. Thank God we had the New York Yankees making the postseason, because if not, I'd probably be suicidal right now. The Giants are 0-3. The Rangers go 0-2 the whole weekend. The Knicks, Carmelo Anthony, to Oklahoma City, that's like the only saving grace that I have is that the Yankees go into the postseason, and we can talk about that on the dugout. But Eli Apple is a fucking dumpster fire. Eric Flowers, you already know how I feel about him. I want him dead. I don't even want him off the team. I just want him dead. Just somebody like have him go to Geno's and have somebody like beat him to a bloody pulp right now. Because between him and Eli Apple and McAdoo's play calling, I'm still scratching my head as to how in the blue hell did this team go from being considered a Super Bowl contender to now being the laughingstock 0-3 team heading to Tampa Bay next week. Oh, my God. I mean, just being here, having some optimism. I mean, yeah, I have this team losing this game anyway, but to wake up in the fourth quarter, to giving them 21 unanswered points, even that Sterling Shepard call where he definitely had control of the ball, but they didn't want to call it because, oh, the ball popped out as soon as he went out of bounds is mind-boggling to me because they played the replay over and over again in the stadium, and everybody's in unison. Eagles fans, Giants fans, everybody's saying the same thing. Like, that's a catch. But the refs don't think that way. Obviously, you need to do something extra for it to be considered an NFL catch in this league. But overall, this team, something has to be done. Eli Apple needs to be replaced. Eric Flowers needs to be replaced. And McAdoo just simply needs to be able to freaking, hand over the reins to somebody because Eli Manning can only do so much. Odell Beckham can only do so much. You can't expect that, that Darkwa and Vereen and Marshall and all these guys are going to be your saving grace. Not when you have no offensive line, to create any kind of opportunity for the plays to happen. The Eagles are not that great of a pass rushing team, and yeah, we were finally able on defense. We were able to do some things and force a three and out. They had like fewest coming into this game, but come on now. I mean, there were plenty of opportunities where the front basically made a play, and they're getting missed calls on that end. But our offensive line, Flowers is getting plenty of holding calls. You got plenty of freaking calls on Beckham and on Shepard and on this guy. Come on now. I mean, the fourth quarter turned to basically another version of NFL blitz. All I needed to do is figure out where I could add another quarter to just so I can play again, because that's what it looked like. This is a. If it weren't for the Yankees, I'd probably be suicidal right now. But because of that, I at least have some glimmer of hope. But this is a horrible weekend for if you're a New York sports fan. Even if I'm even okay with the Yankees losing today. But the Giants going 0-3. Hell, the Jets freaking won, for crying out loud. That should just tell you that at least somebody in New York can freaking do something right. Besides the Yankees. I mean, come on now, man. But nothing. I mean, it's making me question my loyalty to this, to this team.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knickerbocker Avenue, Associates for the Street. You catch the Knickerbocker Avenue on Wednesdays, 9 p.m. We're going to talk Knicks, and I'm sure we're going to go a lot in on the Knicks on Wednesday. We got a lot to say. I'm pissed about Melo, and I'm really pissed about this game. Ad, I'm glad you're out there at the game representing Giants at South Philadelphia. Thank you very much, Ad. Knickerbocker Avenue on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out his pages, man. Let's bring on Robbie at Everything NYG on Twitter. Robbie, I know you got a lot to say, my man. Talk to us.
Yeah, man. Hey, dude, it is one of those games where it's like I was pissed, but I'm more disappointed and heartbroken, man. A fucking 61-yard field goal by a rookie that missed a one much shorter than that earlier in the game. And I was on FaceTime with a friend of mine when the field goal was going on. I was like, hey, don't be surprised. I was like, don't be surprised. It just goes through. So I was already mentally prepared. But holy shit, dude. I mean, the team once again looked absolutely horrific. And people are going to go on and on. Oh, we scored 21 fourth quarter points. Okay, but did you win? Did you win that game? And how many times did we have a chance to kick a field goal instead of score a touchdown? And what the fuck is a catch anymore in the NFL, man? That I also don't understand. There were so many chances to win that game. And when you have people like Eli Apple not allowing you to do that on your own team and a coach that's anti-Giants on your sideline, you're screwed. You know what I mean? There's nothing else you can do about it. And we're 0-3 now. The Buccaneers, we're going to be 0-4. But I'm looking forward to meeting everyone, like Lady Blue said. But the main issue is, and I'm debating people back and forth on the Twitter. They're saying we still have a chance this year. Well, we still got the Seahawks, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Broncos, the Eagles again, the Cowboys again, and a few other little bum games. But other than that, man, our schedule is ridiculously hard this year. And, this is the first time our offense showed they can at least put up 7. And that was only after a play by Landon Collins forced that fumble and our momentum jumped. But after that, your main problem is, and where you miss a person like Tom Coughlin, even though I was completely off him, you know, but there's no passion at all. McAdoo don't give a shit. You know, they made that field goal, and he kept the same straight face and walked onto the field. He don't care. You know what I mean? And it sucks because I was one of the biggest McAdoo supporters going into this year. I thought he was going to be something special, and he just don't care, dude. It doesn't bother him if we win, lose, tie. He don't care, and that translates to your team. And you can't get away from that. You know what I mean? When your head coach doesn't give a shit, nobody is going to. Odell is the only person that really shows me that he, you know, wants to make that leap. And the problem is he's in his contract year sitting on an 0-3 team. And there's a lot of guys, again, I expected to be great this year. Darian Thompson, all of you know how I felt about that guy. All of you know how I felt about that guy. And he has been absolutely horrific. You know, I went from being on his bandwagon since college wanting us to draft him to me wanting me to take him off the field for Andrew Adams again, man. Darian Thompson looks horrific. But, I mean, for the rest of the year, man, at this point, fantasy football matters more to me, man. We're 0-3. The season's done, you know, and it sucks because it's week 3 out of, you know, 16 games. It's going to be a long season. It's going to be a very long season, and we went from looking forward to football to waiting for the offseason and restarting, man. Like I said, I'm not raging mad right now because, like everyone else, I expected this, but I didn't expect it to be so close to the point where we lost by a field goal. That's what hurts, man. You know, if we would have just lost and got blown out like I expected, I would have been a lot less pissed than how that ended, man. And especially, you know, even a guy like Janoris Jenkins, he didn't really look that great to me. And on that last play by Eli Apple, you can blame that on Eli Apple, but at the end of the day, Janoris Jenkins was the one covering Alshon Jeffery on that play. Apple was just there. So that I have to clear that up with you guys. But overall, Apple looked horrible. I'm not even going to lie. And don't blame this one on the refs either, dude. I don't want to hear that shit. The refs looked bad. The refs made bad calls. But don't blame it on the refs, man. They looked like shit, and you expect that. But the Giants lost this game with or without the refs. And that's period. You have to accept what your team did in that game and move on from it. You know, the refs, again, they looked bad. They made bad calls. But at the end of the day, we lost that game regardless by the hands of our head coach and by the hands of our quarterback and the players surrounding them. So don't be those people. Don't be those fans, man. Don't say the refs lost us the game because they didn't. You know, we lost this game, and it fucking sucks, and we're 0-3. So disappointed Giants fans all over the place, but I can't wait to meet y'all, man. I'm not going to that game pissed. I'm going to go to that game screaming at Ben McAdoo and stuff. That's going to be fun. But overall, man, I'm not going into that game, you know, hoping to win and shit. I'm just going into it. To go into it, man. So, rough game today, guys.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Robbie. Nation, you wanted to chime in on quick, and we'll go Ray, and then we'll bring on other callers. Go ahead.
Mostly for who watched the game. I'm sorry, Robbie, but guess what? The refs did shoot us out of this game because you even said it. What is a catch nowadays in the NFL? That Sterling Shepard catch, that was a legitimate
that's
catch. That would have changed the game. We would have won the game. So I just don't understand what happened on that catch. That was so bogus with the referee play. They missed a lot of calls, but that was the main call they missed. That was clearly a touchdown position 2 feet down, then went out of bounds. So that was unbelievable. That the refs did hurt us. We did hurt ourselves, but those refs killed us, man.
All right, let's go to Ray and Drain and bring other stakeholders. And I know G6 is winning. Let's go to Ray first. Ray, what's going on, man? Talk to us about the game, man. Ray, go ahead, fire away.
Listen, man. Listen, son. The only positive thing I got about this game was the fact that Eli showed me the old Eli. Eli, in the fourth quarter, he realized this is the do-or-die game for us for the season, and he woke up and he made plays. That's the Eli I like to see. So all the non-believers about Eli, I don't want to hear it. This is why we have Eli, because when Eli's at best, when he's against the corner, when he's under pressure, this is when he produces. Other than that, listen, Eli Apple's garbage. We got that little – why won't you just put that kid we traded from Pittsburgh, the corner? Bench Eli Apple, put in the kid from Pittsburgh that we traded for, and that's that. Flowers is garbage. Let's keep everybody knows that he's garbage, and I don't know why these people are still have faith in him. If you're on year 3 and you still can't block, you gotta go. We don't make the playoffs. Jerry Reese, if he's not fired, I'm going to be pissed. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. Too many penalties on the O-line. I mean, this is ridiculous. At least in this game, we scored points. That's the only positive I can get out of this game. We scored points. Other than that, Giants, I don't know. It's going to be a long season. This is devastating. But at least the Giants showed that, you know, Eli – one thing I got to say, though, Eli cannot be throwing for 40-something a game. That's just ridiculous. And our running, we got no running game. So how the hell are and then McAdoo with his big ass fucking restaurant menu for a play. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, and he keeps doing the same 11 formation. The same formation. Like, every team is going to exploit that. He does the same formation on every damn play. Like, when you going to switch it up? You got to switch it up, man. Like, yo, McAdoo's pissing me off, too. Listen, I don't know, man. I don't know. Giants right now, they're not looking too good. And I'm just like, I'm beyond pissed. I'm just beyond pissed. This is ridiculous. So that's all I got.
Got us rolling over here. Thank you very much, y'all. You're rolling over here. That the menu, Ben McAdoo's menu. Let's go to Dre. Go down to the South Florida. Get Dre's call. Get a frontliner on here. Dre, man, John Hughes again, man. What's your thoughts, man?
What's good? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, man. First of all, okay, they won the game. I don't give a damn what nobody say. It's not an excuse. That field goal was lucky as. Hold up. Shit. Lucky than the motherfucker. I can see if he hit it straight down the middle.
Here with the menu.
Did you see where it went in that? Did you see how it went? Man, that's lucky as shit. That's number one. Number two, we ran the same plays that we always run. The difference was McAdoo wasn't calling the plays. And you know how I know that? Because the first – play of the game, we didn't run the ball. We actually did a play action pass to the running back. That don't have McAdoo not even a little bit written over it. And the reason why our offense was driving, it ain't have shit to do with a depleted secondary. Because as far as I'm concerned, Dallas secondary was depleted. They had all no names out there. They lost their whole damn secondary and we couldn't drive on them. What's the common denominator? McAdoo was calling the plays. Was he calling it this time? No. That's the problem with the offense. Okay, the offense, but they took too long. They took too long to score. And once again, defense, you know, defense can only do as much as they, you know, as much as they trying. I mean, yeah, we didn't get blown out, which I didn't think that we was going to get blown out. I thought we were screwed, but the game was a lot more closer. And I actually thought it was. Man, what pissed me off, fourth and goal. This fool going to run and dive 5 yards away from the damn goal line. I don't even think he got a yard while he was in the air before he got hit. And, I mean, yeah, everybody saying the refs. Everybody on here, just do me a favor. Go back and see whoever number 14 is. I think it was New England. He caught a pass in the end zone, put both feet down, and hopped up in the air and came down on the ball. The ball moved, and that was a catch. It was a catch. But the rules say if the ball moves even a little bit and you don't have control of it, it's not a catch. So go figure. I mean, I'm as clueless as Robbie is when it comes to what is a catch and what isn't a catch. But it seems that all the close calls, when it's a catch or not a catch, it always go against us. We never get that break where they say, okay, it was close, but we're going to give them the touch. We never get that break. Never, ever. I'm still pissed off when Collins intercepted Brady his rookie year and landed on his elbow when the ball came out. You land on your elbow, the play is dead. That was an interception. And what happened to Beckham that game? Beckham touchdown that they said wasn't a touchdown. So that catch thing it's a mystery, man, to everybody. But it's like them refs that hold on, and they had the rule book in their hand because they was calling every little man, it's calls that 9 times out of 10 don't even get called in the NFL that was getting called against us this game. So I mean, but it still comes down to the team, man. They didn't execute when they needed to execute. They didn't execute enough. We like to play for the damn field goal, but when we really needed to play for the field goal, we didn't do it. I don't know, man. It's mind-boggling, man. I don't know. Oh, well. Tough loss.
Yo, Dre, thank you very much. Dre, thank you very much on that. Let's go to G6. Billy Bob and Chris. Let's go to G6. He's been waiting patiently. And then we go to Billy Bob. G6.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, look, I'm going to be real short and sweet. Not much. I'm going to be real short and sweet, man. I got to be honest. Eli can't throw the ball deep no more. It ain't McAdoo, y'all. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to keep it real on this show. It ain't McAdoo. Eli had open routes down the field deep. When the last time we seen Eli really complete a deep ball longer than 35, 40 yards? Ask yourself that question the last time he's really completed a ball down the field. You think they're not running routes down the field? Eli can't throw deep no more, man. I figured it out. When he threw that ball to Marshall and that thing was short and flopping in the air like a duck, oh, man, I realized it then. He's not accurate deep anymore. So I'm thinking what McAdoo is doing is saying, okay, we know. They know that. They practice every day. So McAdoo is trying to cater around Eli's strength. We questioned Eli's arm strength last year, the year before. It's nothing new. That dude can't throw down the field no more, man. That's the problem here.
Thank you, Jet.
I got to go with Robbie. I got to give Robbie an apology. Robbie, you was on it, man. I'm going to be honest. You was wrong about Darren Thompson, but you was on Eli Manning. That dude cannot throw the ball deep no more. It ain't McAdoo. McAdoo's system is a good one. It's Green Bay's system. So we know it works. We know it works. Granted, I ain't going to talk about the O-line. We know y'all said it all. I'm not going to talk about the running back. Y'all said all that. Eli cannot throw the ball deep, man. He can't. He can't, and he's not doing it. I've been wondering for the last year and a half, why is this man not taking deep shots? He can't. Trust me on this. Go back and watch last year's games. Go back and watch the 3 games from this year, man. That dude don't throw that ball deep. He does not throw it. My other thing, Steve, you know I'm going to blame Reese. With Reese, I'm telling you now, this team is not constructed to win. Look at the defensive side of the ball. The defense played terrible today. No linebackers, man. That's why Blunt was doing what he was doing. They was going to the tight end, Ertz. They was hitting. They were targeting and throwing balls. I seen Kennard run off a route so bad, he ran off the screen, and Ertz caught a ball. Our linebackers, look here. Kennard is not made for the 4-3. He's better off being an outside 3-4 linebacker coming towards the quarterback. So that's a personnel issue that you don't know that. You don't realize that. You have to know that as a GM. You have to bring in an above player, above average player, or an elite player in your second line of defense. We have none. Casillas, Robinson, them guys are terrible. I said it before. I said it at the beginning of the season. I said it again. Adams played so good at safety last year that how can you bench him right away and give Thompson his job back? Thompson should have had to beat him out, and then we would have saw Thompson ain't better than Adams. We would have all saw that, and Thompson should have had to beat out Adams to get that starting job, man.
I agree with your points. The 2 points I said today when watching the game, number one, Darian Thompson looked shot out there, man. You are absolutely correct about Adams, and I think we're all in agreement. I think DB Nation said it. And I agree with G6 on that, man. He looked shot today, man. Andrew Adams, he lost his job. He needs to get that spot back. And number two, and I said it all along, I've been saying for at least 2-3 years, when we don't got no pass rush and we can't stop no run, our linebackers will get exposed, and they got exposed today. I know Kennard had made a nice play on the sack, and Munson looked terrible, and all around, man, the linebackers is just looks old, man. We never addressed it, just like everything else. So let's bring on Chris. And you know, this game probably pains Chris the most because he's a big Eagle hater. You know, staple of this show we call the Bleed Blue Show. Chris, man, please fire away, man. Talk to us.
Well, look, man, I'm not going to take too much time. In fact, you don't even have to do it during timer, man. I'll probably be 2 minutes. I just noticed, you know, everything that y'all seen out there today, whether it be that ugly-ass punt by Wing, whether it be the Adams miscues, whether it be the offensive line problem, whether it be throwing down the field, whatever it is, it always reflects on the sideline. We got a bad coaching system here. That's what the problem is. We are as good as what's on that sideline and what's upstairs in that office. We lost to three teams. We are 0-3. We lost to three teams that we are better than. We're 0-3. The season's over. We ain't going to go 4-0 in the division. It ain't going to happen. So now, and if we keep on playing like this, we'll have the first pick of the draft, by the way. Okay? This shit is shot. I'm very disappointed, but I'm not going to yell or scream about it. It's just justifies what I knew all the time. These cats upstairs do not know what they're doing with this franchise. I completely put it on them. We do not have a knockout, drag-out team here. You play to your optimum level depending on what your coaching ability is, okay? And right now, we're not playing a la, say, Belichick or McCarthy-type ball. We ain't doing that. We're playing – I don't know what we're playing. You know, it's kind of haphazard. We don't know what – we are. Our defense is on the goddamn field 45 minutes a game. And our execution is non-existent. We don't even know what we're doing from play to play now, much less what we're doing from game to game, because it hasn't been laid out for some reason. Whatever's happening in the film room, to the practice field, to the actual stadium on a Sunday, is not being executed correctly. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to save all that, you know, fire McAdoo and get rid of Reese stuff for the end of the year, because that's when I'll need it. No need to say it after week three. But this is a bad team right now. It's a bad football team. And what's really disheartening is they came very close to really justifying the fact that they exist, and they fucked it up. And I'm really disappointed. I've been a Giant fan my entire life. I know everything about this team. I know who the best 10 players are of each division. I mean, each position in every year, forever. I know this squad like I know my family. And I'm here to tell you, this shit is fucked right now. This is a bad team, bad situation. Their fans are up to here with it, and the season is over. So, Steve, I'll see you in Tampa, and, you know, we can get that drink together or whatever, and with everybody else, Lady Blue, everybody, and we'll continue this conversation there, because right now I'm just too disgusted to go on. Have a good night, y'all. Bleed Blue.
Hey, Chris, before you go, I got a question for you before we go to Tosh. I'm going to get Tosh's call. But Chris, let me ask you this. From across the board, you're a Giants guy, you're a Knicks guy, Yankee guy. Who's in worse position right now, the Knicks or the Giants? Honest question. I'm not even playing when I ask that question.
The Knicks are. The Knicks are not going to make the playoffs until, let me see, my grandson is 6. I'll wait till he's in college. That's what's happening. The Knicks are horrible. And I'm really disappointed about that, too. But that's another story. That's another sport. That's another team. Today is Sunday. Today I have my blue 56 jersey on. I got about 4 of them. And it just makes me ashamed to wear it now in public. But I'm going to go out there and be defiant. So that's all. That's the answer, Steve.
Chris, Frontliners is going to be in Tampa. Lady Blue, Hardcore Blue, Lee Blue Show. We're all going to be in Tampa. We're going to drink our pain away, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a AA meeting out there in Tampa, man. Josh, you got any quick thoughts you want to say? And I know you want to bring on Billy Bob. The great Billy Bob is next. Go ahead, Josh. Go ahead, fire away.
Yeah, I just want to say, I feel everybody's team, but I'm not ready to out the window yet. I feel like we play better than we have been playing, and we do have something to build on. Whoever threw Eli out the window, I'm saying that's all McAdoo. I think he's going to be giving up the play calling, and we still have a chance. So if y'all going to go into the temple with this defeated attitude, then, I mean, it is what it is. But I have faith in my team. Just a little bit better. With
Odell back on the field, we had a little bit
more heart. So those of you talking about 3-13, I'm not with you on that one. Everybody else, you go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm not with y'all on that one. But okay.
What can I say? Go ahead.
You
know, listen, you know what I mean? But I expect us to be 0-3. I did not expect the offense to.
I didn't pick the Giants to win. It happened right. That field goal was supposed to go in, bro. No matter how y'all want to cut it, this life, that was supposed to go down. Just to see the Giants do what they did the first half, even before the half, it was just like, once again, really. Throwing the ball three times, and then you decide to run it, that is so backwards. That's like, I don't even know what to call. I don't even tell y'all about that. And then on defense, After the tight end dropped the ball, y'all know they came back and ran the same exact play. The same exact play. That just show you what kind of respect that they had for the Giants. That's just the typical. That's why I picked Philly to win, man. I'm sorry, man. We can cash this in, man. I mean, like, and with Eli, y'all can say what y'all want this time, but y'all seen the old Eli. What old Eli? Y'all seen that? That's exactly right. The same old Eli, when they put his face up on that screen, y'all see that crazy face he made? That's just what it is, man. He's throwing in the coverage. The one that he was trying to throw to Odell Beckham, I'm like, come on, bro. This is the same Eli, man. I don't know what y'all looking at or what y'all seeing. I'm not fooled by the points they put up because that they were supposed to do that against the defense. Like, they were supposed to do that. Put up all them points like that. They were supposed to do that. We had a veteran. We had a veteran offense out there. That just goes to show you where we stand at, bro. And then just that time, like, y'all seen the old Eli drive? No. We left so much of points. It's just the same old thing, man. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really put my feelings into this game. I just, like, what I knew would go wrong was supposed to go wrong. The only thing that didn't happen, I thought Eli was going to throw one of them pick sixes like he normally do for Philadelphia. Throw a pick six and let him go back the other way, which that didn't happen, which that was good. But it didn't shock me to see that go down. Even if we would have went to overtime, we would have just wasted time going to overtime. But as far as I can, man, as far as I see it, man, just I hope Ben McAdoo decide to call himself out this time. I hope he really called himself out on this one. I don't care if he was calling the plays or not calling the plays. He need to call himself out. That's all I got to tell you. He really got to call himself out. After what he did last week, he got to call himself out. If he don't call himself out, this is a problem. It's just like you got to understand when you know you got a problem, you got to call yourself out. But if you can call other people out, you got to call yourself out on this one. Because that first half, That first half, it should have been like, we should have been like, just point blank, we should have been chasing points anyway. Regardless, if they're going to get 3 points right there, we would have kicked the 3 points, Giants win. Giants would have scored a point, 7 points, we would have won. But that just goes to show you what it is. I mean, that's all I got to tell you. Let's not stress ourselves over this no more, y'all. Just, like, just watch. This is our preseason, which I said, preseason does count. This is our preseason, guys. We got to evaluate ourselves. That's all we're doing throughout the season, evaluating players. And just knowing your personnel, that's it. Just evaluate this whole season. Hopefully they know what it is. If they don't, we just Giants fans for no reason. But that's all I got to tell y'all boys, man. That's it.
Hey.
Hello?
Yo.
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear
you.
Did we lose Steve?
I lost Steve. I don't know. That's what it is. See, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think we lost Steve.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Somebody should have brought the police out there. They just Giants committed a crime. They should arrest all of them. Draw the police out there. That's what they should have did.
I think all of us that are going to Tampa need to all jump on the field at the same time and tackle our entire team.
I don't recommend that.
I don't think they can stop us all.
Guys, bro. I don't think that's a great idea. I mean, I wish I could join you guys in Tampa next week, but unfortunately, you know, this game broke my budget and my heart at the same time. So I'm not even sure how this, you know, how I would even try to pull that off. But until Steve gets back, I guess I'll try to monitor. You back, Steve?
Okay. Who's that?
It's Av, bro.
All right, go ahead, Av. Let's bring on the Sim. We were trying to get him on. We were losing a little bit of connection. Let's go to the Sim. The Sim,
yeah,
you can hear me out there. Go ahead, fire away, Sim.
Hey, man. I'm going to keep it even shorter than Jet did when he talked, man. 38 years and three. Those are two numbers that you need to associate this franchise with. Had three general managers in 38 years. Nothing is going to change unless it's something drastic that happens this season. You can't use injuries as an excuse because the team ain't ravaged by injuries. You can only use bad coaching and even bad roster construction. So as far as I'm concerned, keep the losses coming because with this being a 4-12, a 5-11 season, ain't no more time to be bought for Jerry Reese's ass. His head's going to have to roll because everybody else that was the issue has been gone over the years. The defensive coordinator, gone. They got rid of Gilbride, he was gone. They got rid of TC, he's gone. He's the last of the Mohicans, man. You the last one on the chopping block. Everybody else's head been cut off with yours. So as far as I'm concerned, it's 0-3. The season is over. It can do nothing but potentially play spoiler by winning a couple games here and there. But you know what? Keep the losses coming because it's only going to take a disastrous season like this in order for change to be made at the top and for heads to roll.
Oh, that was a Sim, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, a Sim, for sounding off on that. Let's see. We got a couple more people. I saw Daniel in there. I couldn't find him. But let's go to call it ending in 9419. 9419. Speak to us.
Hey, yo, family. What's up, man?
Y'all hey, hear what's me? Up? Who's this?
Yeah, what's up? Hey, this Hobbs, man, Giants fan in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to check
hey,
in
hey,
with everybody.
Up?
Ain't nothing, man. Yo, I agree with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I was a little skeptical coming into the season because we didn't address the O-line, and we all see what it is. But the fact of the matter is, man, for last season, it's kind of shaping up to be like last season was a fluke. You know what I'm saying? We really got away with playing a lot of bum teams, and we just ain't going to get away with that mess this year. The fact is, this is the first time that I was actually excited watching the Giants game because going into the halftime, especially after we fucked up, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the first half, not putting any points on the board, I pretty much knew it was a wrap. But You know what I'm saying? At least it was good to see the offense get going a little bit, but it just seemed like we snake bit. You know what I'm saying? Because once we took the lead, I knew that was us. I knew we had it. And then the defense let us down. Eli Apple, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Enough said. I'm not going to bag on him too much because the fact is the defense just always on the field. You know what I'm saying? And we just needed our offense to just make a couple more plays to secure this win. We just couldn't do it. So the fact is I know a lot of folks going down to Tampa next week. Unfortunately, I can't join y'all. You know what I'm saying? So Giants fan for life. Jerry Reese need to go. McAdoo, yeah. So, peace out to the cat that said he need to get his fat ass out there and play left tackle because Flowers got to go. But other than that, man, it's just real disappointing loss. You know what I'm saying? Really wanted to get this one so at least we could somehow feel like we could salvage the season or feel like we could do something this season, keep hope alive. But at 0-3, it's a wrap, B.
Yo, thank you very much on that. We got a couple more calls we want to bring on and let them sound off. Call from Florida. I don't know. Is it 0662? Let's bring them on. 0662, sound off. Go ahead. Giants, Mississippi.
Hey, Steve. It's Frank.
Oh, Frank. Hey, Frank. What's going on, man? We'll see you next week in Tampa. Tampa. Talk to us about this game, man. Fire away.
Hey, just real quick. I ain't got a whole bunch to say. Everybody said everything. But there's a few positives you got to take out of this. I mean, moving the ball down the field. I mean, Eli's, you know, yes, I agree with G on that. You know, the guy can't throw the ball that far anymore. He just can't do it. He's not his brother. He's not even close. And it's not all McAdoo. You know, everybody blames the coach when you don't win the game. Like I said last couple weeks ago, it's just not all McAdoo. You know, there's a lot of factors in here. And, again, the defense, 90-degree, 100-degree, yeah, they're pros. They're making millions of dollars. But they're on the field too long. So, you know, to wrap it up, really, to be honest, is, you know, there was some progress this week. We got to put it behind us. We're all pissed. Trust me, I've been a Giants fan. I'm 53 years old for a long-ass time. And we just got to move forward. You know, hopefully we can get regroup it in Tampa. But I saw some progress this week that I can say that I didn't see the last 2 weeks. And everybody's talking about we have no running game. We have no running game. We haven't had a running game in 2-3 years. So what's different about the running game? Don't even bring it up. It's not going to change. Unless you change, it ain't going to change. There is no running game. Marine was brought in to run. He can't run. He's got to be thrown to the flat. So there is no running game. They didn't go looking for anybody in a running game. So you got to throw the ball slants. You got to throw them shorts down the middles. I mean, that's all you can do. So – you know, keep their head straight and, you know, let's bleed blue, bro, and keep going. That's all I got.
And, Frank, yo, thank you very much. And we can't wait to see you out there in Tampa, man. It sucks going into that thing 0-3. So, flabbergasted. There's so many mistakes and miscues, and it was all over the place today with this game, man. Just sloppy football. Let's go to let's ring on somebody from the 3837. 862-3837. Go ahead and sound off. Who's it?
Hey, what up, Steve? It's Juan, man.
Hey, what's good, man? How you doing, man?
Yo, I'm doing good, man.
Frontliner, H-Town.
Everybody. Yes, sir. Everybody pretty much said everything, man. I mean, the good thing is we scored, and we scored often. You know, it was all the way in the fourth quarter. We gave ourselves a chance. You know, early part of the game, the offense still like the same old offense. You know, Eli was making some horrible mistakes. You know, we finally got it going, got some points on the board. Defensive-wise, to hold them to 7 points for that long, defense did okay, but they were on the field too long. Eli Apple needs to step his game up or get benched because I don't know what he's doing out there. The penalties killed us. Hey, that's basically what it was with him, the penalties. He can't really cover that well without grabbing somebody. Something that when he came out of college, they said he was going to have a problem with. It was kind of hitting last year. It wasn't really prominent last year, but it's showing, you know, the ugliness is showing this season. The offensive line, somehow we found a way to work with it because it's not improved. Eli was just getting the ball out a lot quicker and doing what he had to do to make sure he didn't get hit. Running game, someone else said it's been non-existent ever since, so it's still going to remain that way. You know, you might get a big run here or there, but we got what we got. And that's pretty much it. I mean, it sucks to lose on a 61-yard field goal. Oh, yeah, we left points on the board, man. Like, that fourth down one where Dark would try to jump over the line. Why? Both sides, open sides of the field, and we're trying to run up the middle, like someone said, in a single-back formation on fourth down. We should have just kicked the field goal, put the points on the board. There was no reason for it. It was a dead play. And then the catch by Shepard, I thought the first one was a touchdown.
All right, cool, man. Thank you very much.
DeJuan
H. Town, check it in, man. Giants fans all across the country. Shout-outs to the front line, man. Let's see. Let's bring on a couple more callers and we'll round it about. 7344, what's your thoughts on the game? Go ahead and sound off. Giants fans. 7344. All right. It's not there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's try this. Let's try for somebody from one of the boroughs. 2345. Sound off. Go ahead. All right. Well.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hold on.
Hello?
Barely, man. I can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? This is AJ, Big Blue Carolinas, man.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's good?
What's going on? Yeah, I was disappointed. You know what I mean? Even though we didn't have any offense in the first half, second half, you know,
yeah,
we kind of did a little bit better, but I don't know. It just all went to shit. But penalties killed us. McAdoo needed to go. Everyone already said it already. I was already pissed off before the game even came on, so I'm not going to curse and say a bunch of bad shit, so. But McAdoo needs to go, though, man. Eric Flowers, too. I don't understand. He said it was going to be – he said the offensive line was going to have some changes this week. I didn't see any changes. Did you?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, this connection is horrible.
Hello?
Steve, you. We hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I hear you, but I don't hear Steve. Steve must be out of contact.
Oh, I'm not sure what's going on. I think our connections are bad. You've been going out the whole show, been going in and out.
Yeah, it's probably just everything's going bad. The Giants' disconnection is bad all over, man. Truck shows are bad. Offense is bad. Everything. Coaching is bad. Ownership is bad. Management is bad. Everything is bad about this season. I'm just having all right now. I'm lost, man. It's worse.
Yeah, I understand. How does Eric Flowers still have his job after all of this? I don't get it.
Coaching, man. It's just, I'm sorry. I know who's probably who else we can put there, but at this point, try anything. But even though they held up, they own, but it was expected with a defense that was depleted. It was expected. But next week, are they going to be there? No. It's going to be the same old journey. Same old journey.
And Tampa is not a pushover either.
Right, it's fool's goal. And just like you said, man, why didn't they go for that three from that field goal? When they didn't make that third down, I was like, don't kid, you're not the team that got that smart right now. Keep the three and we'll come back second half and get things going. If you would have got that 3 points, you would have been able to get the game to be by 3 points, even with that 6 points field goal. No, coaching, man.
I was speaking, y'all couldn't even hear me. I don't know myself on you. I pulled the big one.
But I'm good, man.
So, let me say this. Jay, I think I was on your point. Let's do this. I'm going to do it like this. Because we're going to wrap up. We're going to have a little bit of connection out here. DB Nation and Biggs, you got anything else you guys like to say about today's game?
Listen, so we lost, but you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping I'm turning around. I'm excited about meeting everybody in Tampa and having a great time. And hopefully we can get a win from there. But the changes need to be required, man. So we don't realize the changes are going to be in trouble. Offensive defense is lacking, but I've seen other improvement in the offense. we did score 20-plus points for the first time in 10-plus games. So let's go Giants. Bleed blue.
DB Nation, you got anything else you'd like to say before we sign off,
man? Because we're losing a little bit of connection. We want to get thoughts before we lose time and connection.
Yeah, man, I just want to say every time, you know, as a Giants fan, we always expect to win no matter what. But changes have to be made. And today showed that when changes were made, even within the offense, we picked up the pace, we went no huddle, and guess what? We were successful. The O-line didn't have to take as long to block, even though they still sucked. And Eli got the ball out quick. We had completions. We moved the ball down the field. We scored. The only thing is that when we don't have that change, that's what makes you nervous as a Giants fan, because Jerry Reese, these guys are, you know, about keeping things the same. We have to keep it different. We have to change it up in order to be successful, or else it's going to be a long season and we're not going to win any games. It's really point blank to say that. So, you know, changes have to be made, keep up the pace in terms of that, have the right personnel in there, get Jerry Thompson out of there, get my man, Andrew Adams in there, and let's make it happen. But if we don't make changes, it's going to be a long year, and hopefully we'll get the first pick in the draft. And if we make changes, we'll be okay.
Yeah, shout-out to DB Nation, D-Bakes, Frontliners. Shout-out to all the stakeholders who called, the Twitter and the Instagram as well. The Giants lose a heartbreaking loss to the Eagles, now down to 0-3. We will be back on Thursday, 7 p.m., as usual, for our preview versus the Bucks. And we're going to have a lot more to say. I mean, the season was really tight as far as statistically. It's looking real bad. But we do play in the NFC East. We may have a little bit of time to catch up. For all the stakeholders, Lady Blue, Big O, Billy Bob, G6, Knickerbocker Avenue, it's Sim, Daniel, Dwan, Frank that called in, Robbie, anybody else I'm missing, Tosh, shout out to you guys for signing off. We'll be back on Thursday, 7 p.m., as well as share the link. Go to BleedBlueShow.com, the podcast link, on this episode of Giants Lose. We're signing off, ladies and gentlemen. That sucks, man. This game sucked today, man. I can't even front. Bleed Blue.
See y'all in Tampa.
See you in Tampa.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.